The Fitch Bandwagon with Alice Faye and Phil Harris.
Song be a fabulous Fitch shampoo. Don't despair, use your head, save your hair, use Fitch shampoo.
Hair that's dreamy soft, shining as though it had been brushed. And brushed. And brushed. That's the way your hair will be when you use Fitch's new cream shampoo. For Fitch thoroughly cleanses the heaviest or finest hair, leaves it smooth and glistening with romantic highlights. Fitch cream shampoo is made with two beneficial beauty aids, purified lanolin and the finest olive oil. Lanolin is used to soften the hair. Olive oil is used to bring out sparkling highlights. A small dab of Fitch cream shampoo whips into hands full of double rich lather. Then to rinse, a swish of plain water and every bubble of suds is gone. Fitch cream shampoo is economical, too. Compare the size of the jar. Compare its low cost. At drug or toilet goods counters, buy Fitch cream shampoo for softer, shinier hair.
The F.W. Fitch Company, makers of Fitch Shampoo, presents the Fitch Bandwagon, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Robert North, Walter Scharf in his music, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. Today, as we look in on the Harris home, we find Alice and Phil discussing their children.
You know, Phil, we're lucky to have two wonderful children like Alice and Phyllis.
Sure.
I don't like to brag, but I think our girls are very pretty.
And why shouldn't they be? After all, they have a very beautiful mother. And the same thing might be said about their father. You know, honey, I'm sure proud of our girls, but... You know, I'd like to have a couple of boys.
I would, too.
I'd like to have a large family.
Oh, I'd love it.
I'd like to raise about 10.
I pass. Before we think about others, let's worry about raising the two we have. We want them to have a good education. You know, when they grow up, I'd like to send them to a good Eastern college like Smith or Vassar or...
Hold it, hold it. My kids ain't going to no Yankee college. My kids are going to go to the University of Tennessee.
Well, why Tennessee?
Because I'm an aluminum of that college. I wouldn't think of sending them any place else but to my ultimatum.
Phil. Phil, you went to the University of Tennessee?
Well, no, I couldn't go because of one silly rule a college had.
And what was that?
You had to have a high school education. Look, honey, we'll ask the kids when they grow up where they'd like to go. By the way, where are they? I'd like to say...
Hello, Mommy. Hello, Daddy.
Alice, what on earth happened to you?
Yeah, you're all wet and covered with mud.
Phyllis and I are playing with the boys next door. They're pirates, and I was the captured princess. And they made me walk the plank.
Oh, no. Did Phyllis have to walk the plank, too?
No.
Well, thank goodness.
She's the captured queen, and they're going to hang her from the highest yardarm.
Hang her? Oh, I gotta stop this.
It's only make-believe, Daddy.
All the things these kids do. Oh. I hope I'm not too late. Stop it, kids, stop it.
All right, men, tie it up.
Unhand me, you bad pirate. You can't treat a queen like this.
Quiet, you wrench. Have you got her tied, Long John?
Aye, aye, Captain Kidd. What now?
Let's see. Oh, yeah, the next thing we got to do is draw and quarter her.
What's that mean?
I don't know. But let's do it anyway. Look alive, lad.
Stop that now. Do you hear me? Now, you kids, stop that.
Here comes old Killjoy.
Phyllis, are you all right?
Yes, Daddy.
Well, thank goodness I'm not too late. Heaven knows what would have happened if I hadn't have gotten here in the nick of time to save my little girl from the hands of these villains.
Thank you, Flash Gordon. Alone, Mr. Harris. We're only making believe.
Yeah, if you want to play pirate, go find your own girl to hang.
Oh, Phyllis, everything all right? Oh, Phyllis, look at you. You're dirtier than your sister. You boys ought to be ashamed of yourselves treating a little girl like this.
We were just playing. Johnny wouldn't hurt me, Mommy. He's my boyfriend. We're going to be married.
Oh, well, if you're going to be married, don't you think you'd better go inside and wash up for the occasion? Come along, Phyllis.
So, you're going to marry my daughter, eh, son?
I didn't say it. She did. That's the trouble with little girls. All they think about is getting married.
I got news for you, son. That's all the big girls think about. Look, kids, you better go now before you get into mischief. Look, I don't mind you fellas playing, but you can't be rough with little girls. You see, little girls are... Hey, Bruce, I'm talking to you. What are you doing with that shovel?
I'm digging. We have a pirate map that says there's buried treasure here.
Yeah, we struck something before that felt like a chest, but the earth caved in on it again.
Yeah. All right, look, come on, drop the shovel and go home. Now, you know you shouldn't be digging up other people's property.
All right. Gee, there's probably a buried fortune here in pieces of eight and Spanish doubloons.
A fortune here. These kids, they're wonderful with their imaginations. Hey, look, they left their map. Let's see, it says, Spanish treasure chest buried here. Buried here? Ridiculous. Of course, the pirates did bury treasure in unlikely places. Could it be possible that... Nah. The things these kids dream up. I wonder how deep I got to dig. Oh, man, this shoveling is back-breaking work. I should have let those kids dig a little deeper before I chased them. I know it's not here,
but just in case...
Hiya, Curly.
Oh, hiya, Frankie.
What are you doing?
Digging?
What for?
Pirate treasure?
Well, yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum.
Look, Frankie, I'm serious. I got a map that says there's pirate treasure buried here. Pieces of eight Irish doubloons. There's a king's ransom right here.
Oh, Curly, your bobby pins must be pressing against your little brain.
Look, Frankie, there's enough treasure here for both of us. Now cut out the kid and I'll cut you in if you'll help me dig.
It's a deal, Captain Lafitte. Hold my cutlass while I run up the Jolly Roger.
All right. So you don't believe it. It's possible, you know. These kids were digging in this hole and they struck a chest just now. But if you're not interested, run along. But just remember, if you don't help me dig, I'll keep the whole treasure for myself.
Go ahead. You don't think I'm stupid enough to get in that hole and help you dig for a pirate chest, do you?
You don't have to. I'll do my own... Uh-oh. Hey, my shovel just struck metal. I found it, Frankie. I'm rich.
Well, you don't have to yell. I'm right here in the hole with you digging. Let me at it, Curly. I can pull it up now.
Okay. Is it a chest?
No. Huh? Looks like an Indian relic. It's a round silver plaque with a picture of an Indian on it. It's got some writing on it.
Oh, boy, this is terrific. Not only is there pirate treasure buried here, but also Indian treasure. Frankie, come on, rub it off.
Yeah.
Rub the dirt off. What is it?
What does it say? Pontiac. It's an old hubcap. What do we do with a hubcap?
Dig a little deeper. If we find the rest of the car, we can sell it to Honest John and make a fortune.
Hey, Curly, there ain't nothing here.
I just happen to have a map that says there is. Now, we just haven't dug deep enough yet. Look, I got a couple of pickaxes in the garage. Let's go get them, and then we can dig this thing up in no time.
Okay.
Oh, man. Why, Frankie, they might be millions here.
Yeah.
Sure, the things I'm going to do when I get my hands on that dough.
I hope the money doesn't go to your head, Curly.
Perish the thought. Wouldn't change me a bit. I'll spend it on necessities. First, I'll get a 60-room mansion.
Yeah. That's something nobody should be without.
My family's going to live in style, Frankie. I'm going to have butlers, maids, chauffeurs, and 6 gardeners.
What do you need 6 gardeners for?
2 to water the front lawn, 2 to water the back lawn, and 2 who'll do nothing but stand around and water each other. I'm going to have everything.
Oh, yeah. Including a high water bill and 2 waterlogged gardeners. I'm going to be a little more practical with my half. I'm going to bet it on all the horses.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Bet it on all the horses. That's just like you. You ought to have better sense. Don't go gambling your money away. All you can do that way is to get into trouble. Remember what happened to Trigger Jackson?
Something happened to him?
Something happened to him? Hold my shovel. Now, Trigger Jackson was a gambling cub who joined the Uptown Social Club where shoot and dice was everybody's whim. But every time he rolled the dice, he found those dice as cold as ice. It seems they favored everyone but him. Then Trigger stopped the game and said, I'm not the doubting kind, but there's a slight suspicion that keeps running through my mind. Somehow it don't seem natural you make points with so much ease when all I throw is boxcars and a flock of 2s and 3s. And furthermore, I'm stating I don't like the dice you use. I notice 1 is all 5s and another 1 is 2s. I hope the situation's clear to everyone in the room. And now if we all has agreed, suppose that we resume. Loaded pistol and loaded dice. Take my warning or pay the price. 'Cause it ain't healthy to try it twice. Loaded pistol and loaded dice. Now, Trigger's luck was getting worse, and soon he had an empty purse, so he stooped and turned his back upon the crowd. He went down in his shoe for 10, he shot the works and lost again, and then he rose and spoke in accents loud. Now, what I got to say to you all is final, because we ain't putting this to no vote. Now, there's something in my craw, and it's coming out, quote. Now, when it comes your shot, make them ivories bounce about, and I ask you very kindly, leave them tops and bottoms out. Now, just let me hear them cackle, I want to hear them moan and chime, and don't forget to shoot with only 1 pair at a time. Now, here's something else that I'm going to tell you, 1 and all. Now, when you throw them dice, make them bounce against the wall. Now, that's all for this evening, but I want that dough I lost to you. I want the $8 from my pocket and the $10 from my shoe. And now that I'm about to go, brothers, I leave you with this advice. You can't beat a loaded pistol with a pair of loaded dice. Loaded pistol and loaded dice. Take my warning or pay the price. 'Cause it ain't healthy to try it twice. Loaded pistol and loaded dice. How was that, Frankie?
I'd rather have heard a commercial. Come on now, grab a pickaxe and let's get started.
Wait a minute, Frankie, wait a minute. Before we go any further, Well...
What?
I want to go in and tell Alice all about this treasure.
Why cut her in? If we split this just between the 2 of us, it'll make you independently wealthy. With your half of the pirate treasure, you'll have as much money as Alice.
Are you kidding? No pirate ever had that kind of dough.
Now, look, Curly, we got to keep this a secret between us. We'll write a pact. And just to make it binding, we'll sign it in blood.
All right, we'll keep... Wait a minute. Whose blood?
Yours is a nice shade.
Now, look, Frankie, mine wouldn't show up well. You see, it's too white from drinking so much milk. Milk? Yeah, milk. You know, that no-talent liquid. Look, we're friends, Frankie. Don't go into all that. We can trust each other. We don't have to sign no pact.
Oh, Phil, where are you? What are you doing, Phil?
Uh-oh, here comes the Gestapo. Now she'll want to know what's going on. Don't answer her. Come on, we'll sneak over to the hole and start digging.
But, Frankie, I gotta tell her.
Shh, not so loud. She'll hear you and come over and start asking questions. You know how nosy women are?
Alice ain't nosy. She doesn't care what's going on.
All right, all right. Here, now, where were we digging, Curly?
Right here, Frankie.
What are we digging for, fellas?
Alice, what on earth are you doing sneaking up on us?
She doesn't care what's going on as long as she knows about it.
What did you say you were digging for, Phil?
Digging? Oh, digging, yeah, well,
I know, you're starting a vegetable garden.
Yeah, a vegetable garden, that's it. Hey, how'd you ever guess?
Yeah, Curly and I didn't mention it to a soul, including each other.
Now, where did you ever get the idea to start a garden, Phil?
Well,
I know, you heard my brother William talking about the one he planted at his house.
Yeah, that's it, good old Willie, he gave you the idea.
What are you planting, Phil?
That is, let
her keep talking, Curly. She'll answer it herself.
Why don't you ask William what to plant? He's had great success with his garden. His strawberries are up. His vegetables are starting to come. Oh, there's William now. I wonder what's wrong. He looks so upset. Hello, William.
Oh, Alice, something terrible has happened. Guess what? I have cutworms in my rutabagas.
That's the darndest way to start a conversation I ever heard.
Completely ruined my... Oh! Good morning, Philip.
Every morning I got to get that. Look, would you mind repeating that last crack? You got what's-this in your who's-this?
I have cutworms in my rutabagas, and I don't know what to do about it.
Oh, that. Oh, well, that's very simple. Have you tried Malbin on your crudelbine?
What's crudelbine?
You figured out. I'm still working on rutabagas.
Oh, I'm glad you're here, William. Phil and Frankie are planting a new spring garden. Perhaps you can give them a few pointers, huh?
Why, I'll be glad to. I'll even help them with their digging. I'll just take the shovel.
Drop that shovel. We don't need your help.
But, Philip, I'd be of great assistance. I don't like to brag, but I have a way with vegetables. Mm-hmm. I can make anything grow.
Thank you, Vigoro. Now, look, Willie, will you beat it? Please leave us alone. Just go away for a minute, will you?
Philip, I think you're being very rude. All I want to do is help you. Now you're shouting at me. When you do things like that, you upset me just terribly.
Well, just calm down, Willie. Just calm down and take... Alice, take Junior in the house and whip him up a bowl of piping hot pablum.
Leave him alone, Phil. Come on, William. Let them dig. We'll go in the house, and while you're drinking your pablum, I want you to hear the song I'm going to sing Sunday.
Oh.
Do you mind? You turned the tables on me, and now I'm falling for you. You turned the tables on me. I can't believe that it's true. I always thought when you brought the lovely presents you bought, why hadn't you brought me more? But now if you come, I'd welcome anything from the 5 and 10 cent store. You used to call me the top. You put me up on a throne. You let me fall with a drop. And now I'm out on my own. But after thinking it over and over, I got what was coming to me. Just like the sting of a bee, you turned the tables on me.
you turned the tables on me. And now I'm falling for you. The tables were turned. I can't believe that it's true.
I always thought when you brought the lovely presents you bought, why hadn't you brought me more? But now if you'd come, I'd welcome anything from the 5- and 10-cent store.
You used to call me the top.
You put me up on a throne.
You let me fall with a drop.
And now I'm out on my own.
But after thinking it over and over,
I got what was coming to me. Just like the sting of a bee. You turned the tables on me.
Hey, Curly, how much deeper do we have to dig? We're down over our heads now. There's no sign of a treasure.
Be patient, will you? Rum wasn't built in a day. Now, the map says it's... Hey, Frankie.
Huh?
Hey, look. Look, the earth's caving in here. It's a hole.
Yeah. Looks like the entrance to a tunnel. We're on the right track, Curly. The treasure's probably at the other end of the tunnel. Let's go get it.
Hey, is there somebody down this hole?
Shh, hold it. Wait a minute, Frankie. What? Wait a minute. I think I heard somebody up above. Now, give me a boost up, and I'll see who it is.
Okay.
Now, wait a minute. Just lift me high enough so I can just see who's over the edge. I don't want him to see.
Yeah,
hold
okay.
it. A little higher.
Yeah, yeah.
Up a little bit.
Yeah.
Right there.
Well, what do you know? A curly-headed gopher.
Listen, Julius, I ain't no gopher. It's me.
Gee, the darndest things come out of the ground this time of year. What are you doing down there? Did somebody plow you under?
Don't be a wise guy. I dug this hole.
Ah, doing away with somebody, Mac? What have you got in that hole?
Mr. Remley.
A very wise choice.
Listen, kid, I didn't do away with nobody. Mr. Remley's helping me dig this hole, and now beat it.
What are you digging for?
Well, if you must know, we're starting a cemetery, and we'd like you for our first customer.
Yeah, come on down, kid. I want to measure you.
Darn, you guys can't scare me. If you don't want me around, I'll leave, and you can keep digging.
Well, that's better. Beat it.
By the way, when you get down deep enough, you'll meet a guy with a pitchfork. Be nice to him, fella. Someday he's going to be a landlord. So long.
Landlord, I own this place.
He didn't know that.
All the darn interruptions. Look, Frankie, there's too many people around.
Yeah, somebody's going to find out what we're up to. I got an idea, Curly. Let's meet here tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock when nobody's awake yet.
Hey, that is a good idea, Remy.
Sure.
Look, I'll meet you here in the tunnel at 5 o'clock in the morning. Now, remember, we rendezvous at 5 and not before.
Yeah. See you tomorrow morning.
Hold it. Wait a minute.
What?
You wouldn't think of sneaking back alone before 5, would you?
Nah. What's the matter, Curly? Don't you trust me?
Nah. Now, look, Remley, remember 5 and not before.
5.
And, yeah, that's right. Now, look, and bring a pickaxe, a lantern, and a shovel.
Well, I got the pickaxe, the lantern, and the shovel. I wonder where Curly is. Supposed to meet me here in the tunnel at 5 o'clock. I wonder why he isn't here. Maybe it's because it's only midnight and I'm a little early. Oh, well, I've given him his chance. I can't wait all night for him. I'll look for the treasure myself. Uh-oh, somebody's coming. If that's Curly, he'll kill me. I better hide behind that boulder.
I got a sworn I heard a noise when I entered the tunnel. Must have been an echo. Then again, maybe it wasn't an echo. I'll soon find out.
Hello there. Hello there. Who are you? echo? Are you an echo?
No, I'm not an echo.
Well, I am.
You do stuff. Come out of that hole.
You calling me my bosom pal?
Yeah, and what are you doing up so early, pal? And it's only midnight, bosom.
Midnight? Oh, dear, it's the witching hour. I'd better get back to my fireplace before I turn into a pumpkin.
Come back here. Cinderella. Frankie, you double-cross me.
Curly. As long as we're both here, let's not argue. I think I discovered something at the end of the tunnel here. Look up above you.
Yeah. Hey, Remley. That looks like a trap door.
Sure.
Well, hand me that pickaxe and I'll break it open.
Okay. Don't make so much noise, Curly.
Well, I gotta get it open.
Right.
Hey, there, I got it. Now to lift myself up. Hey, give me a hand, Frankie.
Get me up there. Now give me your hand and I'll lift you up.
Okay, but keep your voice low. We don't want Alice down here. Hey, it's kind of damp and dark in this place. I wonder where we are.
You're in your own cellar.
Alice!
Phil and Alice will be back in just a moment. Dandruff is inexcusable. Yes, dandruff is inexcusable because all dandruff can be removed with one application of Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo. Leading medical authorities say there are two kinds of dandruff. One is loose and flaky. It's the unsightly kind other people see. The second type clings to the scalp. It's the invisible, irritating kind you can feel. No other shampoo but Fitch is guaranteed to remove both kinds of dandruff completely. So be free of unsightly dandruff. Be free of invisible, irritating dandruff. Yes, be free of all embarrassing dandruff with Fitch.
Fitch is the only shampoo made that's guaranteed to remove dandruff with the first application. And the Fitch guarantee is backed by one of the world's largest insurance firms.
Remember, dandruff is inexcusable. So to remove your dandruff, switch to Fitch. Use it regularly each week. At drug counters, barber and beauty shops, ask for Fitch's Dandruff Remover Shampoo. Fitch is spelled F-I-T-C-H.
But Alice, how was I supposed to know that that old trap door in the cellar led to the tunnel? And why didn't you tell me the kids cut that pirate map out of the Sunday funnies?
Well, you didn't ask me. Oh, Phil, how could you and Frankie be so childish?
Oh, honey, leave me alone. I feel bad enough. I thought I was going to discover a fortune, and now I ain't got nothing. Gee whiz. I was counting on that money.
Oh, if it's money you're after, Phil, just say the word, and I'll let you have as much as you want.
Darling.
Sorry, that ain't the word. Good night, Philzy.
Tune in next week when the F.W. Fitch Company again brings you The Fitch Bandwagon with Alice Faye and Phil Harris. This program was directed by Paul Phillips. Alice Faye appears to the courtesy of 20th Century Fox. The part of Frankie was played by Elliot Lewis.
Laugh a while, let us talk, me as values, Fitch Shampoo. Don't despair, use your head, save your hair, use Fitch Shampoo.
Girls, for softer, shinier hair, use Fitch's new cream shampoo. It's made with purified lanolin and the finest olive oil. Lanolin to soften, olive oil for sparkling highlights. Try Fitch Cream Shampoo. Bill Forman speaks.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.